Well, we just clucked to them. Sort of cluck, cluck.
Strange how that stirs them up.
Yeah.
If you want them to stop.
Say, whoa.
If you want them to back up.
Back.
Back?
Yeah, you got to put up on them. Many horses in the back of that, but you put them back on the line.
And then which way do they go?
Well, if you put them, say, back, back, and pull on your lines, they'll back up.
Uh-huh. And if you say, get up, they'll
get
go.
Get up, they'll go forward.
And then back, they'll go.
Backwards.
Uh-huh.
And back.
Here's another one of those calls. Did you call your pigs anything when you wanted them to come eat?
Yeah, because suey, suey, suey.
And that'd bring them in, huh?
Yeah.
I had a student from Mangum, and he said he always used a big spoon in the bucket. And he'd go out, he trained them young, and he'd go out, he'd bang that thing, and they'd just all but knock him down.
Yeah.
When you were going to feed your chickens, did you call anything to them?
Well, they'd say, chick, 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 chick.
Uh-huh. Oh, we were talking about the wagon. What did you call the leather straps that went to your team?
Tugs.
Now, I was thinking not the ones on the harness, rather, but the ones that you held in your hand and went up
to the lines.
Lines.
Lines, yeah. You drive with a line. That's the way you got them.
Uh-huh.
Line on each horse, and you turn to right or left.
And, what would you call these on a buggy?
Well, it'd be the same thing. It'd be lines. You'd have one on each side of the horse's head.
Uh-huh. If you're going to plow.
Well, you'd have lines.
Same
too.
Thing.
Yeah, same
and
thing.
And if you had a saddle horse, what would they be?
Well, you'd have reins then.
Reins for a saddle horse.
Yeah.
On the saddle, what were those things that you hang? They'd hang down and you'd put your feet in them.
Stirrups.
Mm-hmm. And underneath the saddle, the band?
That's a girt.
Girt?
Saints, either one, they call both combo.
Did you use one or two of those?
Well, Johnny used two. It depends altogether on what you're doing. If you're roping, you'll use two, but if you're just a cutting cattle, Johnny just use one.
Mm-hmm. Keep the saddle in the right place.
So. Yeah.
Did you ever take along one of those bags that you could put feed in and put the...
They're hack... morales.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've got some of those little morales up hanging up right there.
Was that quite common?
You don't anymore. But that's what they call them, morales.
I've talked to a lot of people to find out if they had those, and they said they just put some oats in the wagon bed.
Well, when you got a bunch of saddle horses, you can't feed them all out of wagon.
Uh-huh.
And you'd have a morale for every saddle horse.
Uh-huh.
And generally, every saddle horse, when you're out working in the range and rounding, you'll have a pair of hobbles around his neck. He leads them in on the night, you catch him and hobble his front feet so that he can't run off.
Uh-huh.
In the morning, you catch him and take him off and tie him around his neck. He'll uh-huh. run around his neck all day.
Oh, it's like hanging up your coat, huh?
Yeah, that's right.
What did you put on the horse's head if you were going to break him?
Put a hackamore.
And if you're going to if he was broken and you were going to lead him?
Put a halter.
Uh-huh. And if something is a short distance away, you say, it's not far over there, it's just a...
little piece?
Uh-huh. Now, if on the other hand it's quite a distance, you say, no, it's not a little piece, it's a...
good ways.
If something is quite common, you notice I keep changing things here, it's just because that's the way they are. If something is quite common, you say, you don't have to look far for it, you can just find that most...
any place.
Uh-huh.